Hey, running friends. Welcome to the Wrinkled Runner podcast. I'm Sherry, the Wrinkled Runner. I'm over 50 and I love to run wherever I go, but Buffalo, New York is my home. If you are looking to start to run or you're an older runner, this podcast is especially for you, so subscribe now. I love to help people get running and keep running. Welcome to season 5 of The Wrinkled Runner. This time around, we are going to do something for all of you who made the New Year's resolution to start running or get back to it. Since I'm an RRCA coach, I recommend to my new runners that they begin with the RRCA 10-week Start to Run program. If you want to run, starting next week, I'm going to run walk along with you. And each week, we're going to do a warm-up together and do whatever minutes of running and walking together. And I will prompt you when you should switch. And then we will do a 5-minute cool down at the end. We will talk about all things running during this time, and I'm going to coach you along as we go. Just like any new client of mine, here are some things that I tell them before we start to do the walk run and to keep in mind before starting the program. So first of all, you need to be in good physical health. Now, if you haven't seen a doctor to tell you that you're okay to exercise, I recommend that you do that before starting out. And he or she will be able to tell you what kind of exercises you are able to take on. And of course, mention that you want to start a running program and just have them clear you. And they will be able to let you know if that's something that they think that you are able to do. So secondly, you should be able to walk for 30 minutes to an hour before starting to run. So if you're not there yet, make that a goal. Again, with clearance from your doctor, to be able to walk for 30 minutes before starting this program with me. It's going to be here when you need it. So do yourself a favor, both physically and mentally, and make sure a 30-minute walk is doable for you. If you don't have a pair of running shoes, you need to head to the show notes and listen to the episode on running shoes so you know what to get. Having the proper footwear is essential to learning to run and sticking with it. And if you live in an area like I do here in Buffalo, which I'm sure you've heard about a lot with the last storm we just went through, get some comfortable and warm running clothes. I'm not asking you to spend a fortune, but make sure they're made from some kind of technical fabric, not cotton, and get some good socks. Watch out on the road and listen to my episode on safety and learn some tips on how to keep you safe if you're going to be running outside. Now, when you start out, you're going to be running 3 times a week. I will only be guiding you through one of those runs, but the walk-run portions will be the same for that week. Now, I'm certainly not opposed to you listening to the same podcast episode for the prompts, but variety is a spice of life, so I don't recommend it because it's going to get boring. If you have an Apple Watch, you can download the Apple Intervals app. This will allow you to set up the runs with a 5-minute warm-up and then the appropriate run walk timer. The free version will be fine, and you're just going to have to rework it when it comes time to change the intervals at the beginning of the week. Now, the paid version allows you to set as many timers as you want in case that interests you. And I have an Intervals app tutorial to check out on YouTube. Now, there's 2 of them because I did one when it first came out, and then I did an updated one a couple years ago. Now, if you have a Garmin, you can also set up a workout in that. And again, there's a YouTube tutorial on how to do that because it's not quite as obvious. And those of you who don't have either of those options, you will have to manually time your walk-run minutes as you go if you can't find some kind of intervals app or whatever that would allow you to do that. So be careful when you're starting to run and learn your body, because at a certain point, you're going to be changing over to 4 times a week and then 5 runs a week. So those of you who are older or who have never run before may find that it is too much. So don't worry about it. Do what you can do. I have learned that there are some plans and things for like marathon training that have you run 6 days a week. I can't do that. I need 2 days of rest during the week. So get to know your body and don't overdo it. Recovery is a huge part of getting better at running. So take that recovery time. Now, speaking of recovery, I am pleased to be partnering with the Amino Company. And this episode is being brought to you by Heal. Recovery allows for improved performance, permits time for our body to heal itself in preparation for the next training load, and decreases the risk of potential injury. It is important to take the proper nutrition after exercise to facilitate muscle repair and reduce soreness. The good news is that essential amino acids have been clinically proven to accelerate muscle repair faster than any protein source. I'm glad I discovered Heal by The Amino Company, which is a 100% science-backed formula and was originally formulated for astronauts to maintain muscle mass in space. Taking Heal after my training has allowed me to decrease my recovery time and cuts down on the soreness in my body. Heal is great for post-workout nutrition and has been scientifically proven to be 3 times more efficient at triggering muscle growth and repair than any other protein source. You can check out their science by visiting aminoco.com/WR30. It was created by former Harvard professor and world-renowned clinical researcher Dr. Robert Wolf. As a competitive athlete, Dr. Wolf has completed 62 marathons in under 2 hours and 30 minutes. He has set national age group records and is still recovering his body with Heal at age 75. I'm pretty picky about any kind of supplement that I put into my body, and I do not just accept any companies that come my way to partner up. In fact, I have been the Wrinkled Runner since 2018, and this is the first time I've gone forward with anyone. I have been using Heal as a post-workout fuel source for a few months now, and it is something that I look forward to doing after my workouts. I love the chocolate flavor. As an older runner, I'm excited to have found something that will help my muscles recover more quickly. And right now, you can get 30% off by using code WR30 when you visit aminoco.com/WR30. Head to the link in the show notes, and you will also receive a free gift with every new purchase. When we begin our runs, I will guide you through a 5-minute warm-up. Now, during the winter, I like to do some leg swings, butt kicks, and A-skips. And in the show notes, I'll direct you to a video so you can see what I'm talking about. So when you hear it, when I'm guiding you through it, you're familiar with the steps that you should take. If you don't mind a 5-minute walk where you are, you can warm up by walking the 5 minutes. It's about 20 degrees or colder most mornings when I run, so an indoor warm-up is the way to go for me. For those of you who join me in the drill type of warm-up, I'll give you about a minute and a half to get out the door, so keep that in mind when it comes to putting on a jacket, hats, you know, and getting out. I'll give you warnings throughout the warm-up of the time before we're going to start to run, so if you need more than 90 seconds, you can go ahead and start outside. The first run will have you running for just 1 minute and walking for 4. And I know what it's like to want to go all out the first time you do something new. You might not feel even that you've worked out if you're used to walking a lot. The slow start is on purpose, and it is the best way to get you running injury-free and to keep you running. Have you ever done something so hardcore the first time that you never did it again because it was just so hard and ridiculous? Well, that can happen with running, and I don't want that to happen to you. The plan is designed the way it is for a reason, so enjoy the small amount of running, because when you start running more than you're walking, there's going to be this psychological switch, and you're going to miss the short times of running. So these guided runs will be 30 minutes long, not including the warm-up and cool-down, so figure on 40 minutes total. I'll be covering a lot of topics in the 40 minutes each week. Some will be random thoughts as we run that will just come to me, and some will be more structured. Just a side note, since I'm going to be doing this with you on the road, you may hear car sounds, me breathing, or sounds from my clothing that I'm not even going to know is happening until when I edit it. In other words, focus on the guidance and try to ignore the extras. So if you're like me and you want to kill your significant other when they're like, say, eating cereal, this may be hard to do. So just know right now that there may be some extras floating around in the audio that you're going to need to kind of tune out. By the end of week 10, you should be covering anywhere from 2.5 to 3.5 miles. So what I like to recommend to my runners is if you can find a 5K near you in the spring, you'll be able to do it. So if you are goal-oriented, this is kind of like a couch to 5K, but you're doing it by minute. So you might not reach the 3 miles. But if you really want a goal of doing a 5K, I suggest you start now and look for one. and then wait maybe 3 weeks or so. And if you are still running, go ahead and sign up for that and have that as your goal. Because even if you aren't going to cover in 10 weeks up to 3 miles or 3.1 miles is a 5K, you still will be able to get through it, even if you have to run more. So we're going to begin next week. Your homework is to listen to the podcast episodes and watch the YouTube videos that I direct you to. You're going to get clothing and shoes if you need them and download an interval timer so you're ready for the runs for the week after the guided run. Block out 40 minutes 3 times next week, preferably not 3 days in a row. The first day's run will be available at 9 o'clock on Monday, January 9th. And in addition to the guidance, I'm going to be talking about running in the cold, base building, and sticking with it. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you know another runner who could benefit from today's topic, go ahead and share it. Do you have any running questions? You can ask me. Email me at sherry@wrinkledrunner.com, and if I can't answer your question, I will do the research to find the answer and share it with you. The questions I get from listeners like you help me develop episodes, so please don't be shy. You can sign up for my once a month newsletter using the link provided so that you can have all the Wrinkled Runner resources from the past month all in one place. I also have opened up my virtual coaching in addition to coaching one-on-one with those in the Buffalo, New York area. So head to my coaching page on the Wrinkled Runner website, which I will, of course, link to, and check out how we may be able to work together. Until next Monday, thanks for listening, and I'll see you on the run.